This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. It's not an easy discussion to have, but a new study out of the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute is stressing the importance of frank conversations between doctors and patients with serious illnesses. The study in JAMA Internal Medicine and JAMA Oncology says patients with life-threatening diseases who have early talks with their doctors report less emotional distress. Dr. Susan Block from Dana-Farber led the creation of the program of conversations that was studied in her team's work at Ariadne Labs. That's the Health System Innovation Center founded by Dr. Atul Gawande. Dr. Block's also a researcher on the study and joins us now. Dr. Block, thanks for speaking with WBUR.
Glad to be here.
So the study found there were reductions in anxiety and depression. How long did that last?
The reduction in anxiety lasted for as long as we could measure it, which was half a year. And after that, because people died in the study, the numbers got so tiny that it was really hard to say anything about it. Depression stayed below, but it wasn't statistically meaningful. The numbers were too small, and the difference was not big enough to be able to conclude that the depression also stayed lower than it was in a comparison group. The two outcomes that we had thought we might see were patients getting more of the care they wanted and being more peaceful at the end of life. And we weren't able to show that. We don't know if that's because it didn't happen or because that our measures are not good enough, our numbers were too small, and we weren't able to pick up a signal. We're actually implementing this study, you know, in an ongoing way at several hospitals here in Boston, at hundreds of hospitals across the United States, and also internationally.
What exactly should this conversation, these early conversations, what should they entail? What should patients and doctors be discussing?
Well, we think it's really important for doctors and patients to talk about what's important and meaningful to the patients. What are their goals, and can medical treatments help them achieve those goals? So we ask patients, you know, what do you understand about your illness? How much information do you want about what's likely to be ahead with your illness? What are your goals in living with your illness? What are your fears and worries? How much are you willing to go through to get more time?
I guess my question here is why weren't these conversations happening in the first place? You know, I've never been diagnosed with, you know, a life-threatening or life-limiting illness, but I would imagine that if I were, I would want a timeline of what to expect, what kind of treatment I would want in various circumstances.
Well, I think there are a lot of barriers for both doctors as well as for patients. You know, doctors aren't well trained to have these conversations. We want to protect our patients and don't want to cause harm by having the wrong conversation or saying the wrong thing. We're concerned about whether we're right about the information, for example, about prognosis. And they're painful conversations, even when they're conducted by people who are really good at them. From the patient's point of view, patients are often, maybe usually, kind of ambivalent about getting the information. They know they want it, but they're scared of what they're going to hear. They want to protect their family members. They want to protect themselves. So there's a lot of intense anxiety for both the clinician and the patient in having this.
Is there an ideal time to have that conversation? You know, you want to be sure of the prognosis, but you also don't want to wait too long.
Yeah. Well, we think, in a way, it's sort of never too early to start having these conversations. And right now, the first conversation for most cancer patients takes place 33 days before death. And by that time, people are wicked sick, and they're usually in the hospital. Conversations are with people who don't know them. They're with sort of strangers, sometimes in the middle of the night by an intern who's kind of harried and has to figure out this information. We think that is definitely the wrong time to start these conversations. So we really try to help them happen with the clinicians who really know them and to have it when the patients aren't in crisis. It's like if you think about having the conversation, you should probably have the conversation if you're a clinician.
What can doctors do? What can patients do to ensure these conversations happen and they happen at the appropriate time?
I think for doctors and other clinicians, it's to think in your mind, you know, is this patient getting sicker? Is this patient having more problems with their illness? And though if that's the case, then it's a good time to start having a conversation. For patients, it's being a little bit more proactive and to say, you know, I'm worried about what's ahead. I'd like to have a conversation about my illness and what I'm facing here.
Dr. Susan Block of Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, thanks for speaking with WBUR.
Thank you.